This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. The term lobbyist sometimes has a negative connotation, but it's vital, says Cody Besant with Plains Cotton Growers.
Having organizations like Plains Cotton Growers or the National Cotton Council, even though we're deemed as grassroots efforts or sometimes lobbyists, is a wise investment and certainly a good return on investment. Kind of as a key example, you look at some of the programs that have come out because of key strategic policy initiative efforts, but if most folks kind of go back 4 to 5 years ago, we had a couple of gin and cost share programs that helped producers whenever cotton was not a Title I commodity. And then through a segregated kind of chess making attempt and a successful attempt, cotton was then added back as a covered commodity within the 18 Farm Bill before the next Farm Bill was developed. And that was something that had never been done historically over time. It took a very large effort amongst groups like us and others. Then you kind of look at further down the road where we're at today, where we've had a couple of key market facilitation programs. And then now, as we look at the CFAP program that most people are signing up for. And so I say that all in longevity, but having good, close interaction with local or statewide associations that filter into this legislative process that is sometimes murky is certainly, I would say, is a wise investment just because of the results that we're able to capture and show on a pretty regular basis.
I'm Tony St. James.